Okay, so every week we have a look at what happened last week. And Mta and I played probably the best game that radio has ever happened.
I fully disagree, but he came up with this game, so I suppose he's very optimistic about it. If you guys heard it last week, I am sorry.
It's such a mistake every time. My favorite is the end. It's the end that gets to me.
I'm still uncomfortable. I am so sorry to our listeners this week, but that means you should stay tuned because the fun does not end. What else did we do last week?
So we had a chat about how we don't ever, like, it's difficult as people to try and strive to be perfect.
For me personally, I don't ever want to be perfect because
what
do I have to
that?
Work towards?
Yeah, it's always about, like, just the journey and, like, what you learn as the human species when you're coming from one sort of oppression and you're learning to undo those and you're just learning to be better and more advanced people.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that's so true.
We're so introspective today.
I don't feel particularly introspective.
What do you mean?
Over this, me to try and say things that are important right now.
Well, I'll always pull it out of you. Trust me to do that. But another thing we had very exciting last week.
Yeah, we had a bar.
We opened up a bar. Right. And you guys had some very interesting things to say.
What's your problem?
Hey, Thomas and Mta.
Hi.
So, hey, guys, I need your advice. Mm-hmm. This is a very pressing matter.
Yeah.
I hate school and it's just that simple. Like, I am fighting for my life here, dog. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I find the work boring and I'm just often, like, just looking outside the window thinking, when is this class gonna end? Mm. When can I have my spa claw, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and my mom tries to scare me saying, yo, if you don't finish the degree on time, you're getting kicked out, boy.
Yo.
Or I don't even know. Like, she just... Yo, you know how African parents are when you're fumbling school. I'm not even fumbling school like that, but, like, yo, it's kicking. School, it's kicking, boys.
Mm.
So I need help to basically improve so that things are okay at home.
Why improve?
Any tips?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, do you know what? We're in the 21st century. Steve Jobs didn't go to school.
No.
Steve Jobs go to school. Anyway, no one knows.
Know.
No one cares.
He doesn't need to.
But we're in the 21st century. Like, there's Google. There's, like, stuff. Like, just
there's
do
YouTube,
what you
man.
Want. There's YouTube. There's
Please,
DIY what? Everything. Like, there's so much you can learn.
There's Mavericks. There's a lot
there's,
of things.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
how will your mom know?
How will she know? I think the joke was lost on you.
What do you mean the joke was lost
There's
on me?
There's Mavericks. Do you know what Mavericks is?
No, I did. You said it and I was like, yeah. What's Mavericks? I was thinking the Daily Mavericks, like the newspaper.
Oh, no, it's a strip club.
What? And you didn't say anything.
I was just ashamed. I was like, shame.
Shame.
I'm sure you guys got it, but she didn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say, like, beefcakes or something? Something we all know.
The bad advice continued. Cheat really badly and then just get expelled. That's a good one.
That's one sure way to end your crisis now.
Complex problems have simple solutions.
Right? Because then if you cheat, then it's unlike your transcript. No one will accept you at
you
any school.
You won't even
then
get a job.
Right? And then you're done with school forever.
Your retirement, your golden years start now. We're so insightful.
We are. Listen, if you guys want to thrive at this life thing, you should tune in more often.
Yeah.
What are we opening up today? What is the setup for our advice club this week?
So we're going back to the coffee shop.
Oh.
We're going back to the coffee shop. It is Split Beans.
Stay tuned for Split Beans in our third hour.
Yeah, exactly. But Mta and I applied to be each other's lovers last week.
Mm.
And this is how it went. I don't like to cook, so you're more than welcome to do that. I'm also on a student budget, so you can definitely cover the bill. That doesn't bother me at all. I'm chilled with that. Here's a big one.
Oh, no.
I shower once a day and put on deodorant.
Sure.
That's an automatic way.
Do you moisturize every day?
Not every day. I moisturize my face. But you can feel my skin soft.
Oh.
I mean, that's good, right?
I'm still, do you want me to buy you some Nivea, Tom? I just, moisturizing is still a really big thing, one for me.
Really?
It are you, is. Were you not in,
but my face is moisturized.
Your face is moisturized, but what about like your ankles?
My skin,
and
it's
your,
soft.
Tom, you cannot just be moisturizing the parts that you think people will see. That's not how it works. We need to be fully prepared and comfortable. And the friction, and the, you don't care about
the
that?
The friction.
The friction, like between your clothes and your dry skin. Oh, you're the worst.
Willem didn't do much better last week.
Darling, that's not it. And finally, my voice. Sweetie, I will sing for you until you fall asleep. These vocal pipes, darling. I'm going to make you a happy man, Tom. Mm. And anything else you need, cooking, cleaning, you're a big boy.
I'm a big boy.
You are a big boy.
I'm a big boy.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I can figure it out.
Listen, if that's not gonna get you, I don't know what will.
Yeah, true.
I think I'm a catch.
Cool. Me too.
Okay, that's cute.